It's Callum's Friday.
Callum's Friday.
I'm too busy today.
He says, don't worry about it.
What are you doing today that's so busy? Sorry, what are you doing today that has you so busy?
We've got to do the Sunday show.
I've got sales meetings.
You've got a promo to record. I have so much to make. My mum is coming over. I've got to clean my apartment. I'm so busy.
Will your mom be coming over now expecting a spicky span apartment?
No, because I call my place lived in.
Right.
That's how you get
that's
away
your aesthetic.
With a bit of mess.
Okay, love it.
My place is lived in.
You live alone.
That.
You've no excuse in not
fairness,
to have a place.
No, I'm tidy enough. It's just like my ironing board is out and I haven't put.
That is not best for mother.
I just want to show her that I'm ironing my clothes.
Yeah, I feel like I'm messier if I'm on my own because I'm like I don't mind my mess.
Whereas if
Dwayne leaves one thing down, I'm like
I hate my mess.
Really?
Yeah, like I have to be like, bing bang, gone.
I'm a devil.
Barry Scott. Who was the Scylla? Do you know that wasn't his real name?
Yeah, no.
Did we talk about that on
your
here?
Your phone's ringing.
She's not impressed.
I don't answer anything like that. And I know we should in radio.
Answer it on the podcast.
No, what if it's someone I owe money to? They're gone.
We'll catch you back here live tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
103.8 Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning.
As correctly predicted, there is no sign of David Hammond at 7:03 a.m.
Absolutely not. He's the only person to ever have a tooth removed and will probably be off for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
The only correct course of action, really. Poor baby.
In case you don't know, he came back yesterday after being on his holidays, but had a tooth extraction after the show yesterday and was kind of trying to figure out on the show by talking to you how many days he could blag off for a sick day. So, yeah, unsurprisingly, there's no sign of him this morning. And there probably won't be tomorrow. And even Monday is a bit of a question mark in my head.
It is, you know? To be honest. You just never know with him. I love, he sent into our group WhatsApp after his extraction. He was like, just had the most traumatizing experience of my life. And I was like, okay, something must have gone really wrong. And he was like, it was absolutely fine. They were really nice. I was just scared. And it's like, okay, what happened? Like you sat, you got the tooth out, you got sent home. But it's like the worst thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, like the most traumatizing thing that ever happened gives you the idea that the dentist slipped while, you know, having some kind of a device in your mouth,
stuck the drill into his neck.
Yeah.
You know? That's what it was kind of giving. But no, he had an everyday experience that happens about 28 million times a day worldwide.
This is a vibe of what he was saying on his Instagram after the dentist or something that he sent into our WhatsApp group. He does sound awful in fairness.
This is what I sound like. They were so great, like. They're just the loveliest people and so like understanding of me being a mess, and it was just the images in my brain of what they were doing made it way worse. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was fine. I feel like Ross and Friends. I'm fine.
It's fine.
Do you know what I always think of? Imagine one day he'll probably be a dad.
Oh, stop.
Imagine him bringing his kid for a routine checkup at the dentist. He'd be the one at the front door vomiting.
Oh, no, literally. He won't be able to even. He'll be like, get out. Get out of the chair now. And the child is like settling in.
Run while you still can. Run while you still have time.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station. It spins fully charged, recharged.
The follow-up to Undressed, that is Sambu's Back to Friends on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hey, listen up, 20 minutes time, we'll tell you how you can win the record breaker. The most amount of money ever given away on Irish radio, you could be winning it tomorrow on Spin's Cash Machine. Details soon.
But in the meantime, I've got three stories about a certain something.
Oh.
And when I have three stories about a certain something, you know we have to do this.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Okay. Church.
I actually think, stop everything for a second.
Please.
I think the best.
Thank you. I mean, it was literally one syllable that I had to get in there. So if I couldn't do that,
D45
instantly.
I think that's the best performance of trying to slot a word in there that we've ever had. So Fiona, well done. Oh, good start to your day.
Yeah, that's it now. Honestly. I'll tell the stories. You've probably seen this. Oasis Mania has obviously swept every corner of Ireland, including our Longford churches.
Oh,
which
really?
Is the place where they needed Wonderwall the most, some might say.
Honestly, it's after coming into my brain so much. I went for a walk yesterday, listened to a Liam Gallagher podcast, went to bed for a nap yesterday, watched a Liam Gallagher documentary on Netflix. It's
very
crazy.
Liam's our fave, I think we'd all agree. This was a wedding that happened over the weekend in Longford, and the priest, I know priests have gone viral before for singing Hallelujah and for playing the ukulele in Donegal and so on, and this priest, he gives a rendition of Wonderwall that I would say, I don't want to shade the priest, it's, well, you can have a listen, I would say it's not great.
I have to say, hats off though. It was across the Oasis weekend. He was trying to keep it current.
Yeah, I suppose so. He just started in a pitch that he was never going to be able to follow it up with. And you can hear, I think the girl who uploaded the video is probably the wedding singer. Her name is Rachel Griffin, and I think you can hear her there for a second sing
yes,
it perfectly.
Actually, here we go. Yeah. Yeah. No. Here we go though. Come on, Rachel.
Feels the way I do. Rachel, save us. Please sing more. I would love to say the rendition ends there, but it absolutely does not. You can check that out on TikTok. Rachel Griffin, singer. She ceremoniously passed the baton to the priest. And Noel Gallagher's daughter, Anais, commented on it, saying, legend. So there you go.
Followed her on Instagram last night. I'm obsessed with them all.
You've got to follow all the kids.
Yeah.
All right, next up. Is Ireland's club scene dead? No, it's just gone to be with God. An old nightclub in Meath is being converted into a church after planning permission was granted this week.
Well, here, there's something you don't hear very often.
No.
And also, I didn't think we'd need more churches. No offence, but
I swear to God,
there's loads of them.
I know, and it's a real epidemic in Ireland at the moment. There's no nightclubs, nightlife is dying. But it's going to be...
And are they going to make it real grand?
I think so. So
I can't believe these days they're still building steeples and all.
I know, it can't be up to standard of the stained glass windows and everything, but this is the Romanian Pentecostal Church Mount Zion. They were seeking to transform the former county club in Growtown, not Showtown, and someone commented underneath, no amount of prayers will make up for all the sins committed in that place. So
I've known that as the other way around. In the UK, they've been turning churches into Tesco Expresses.
Well,
there's one in Cork I know as well that's now a hub for kind of culture and up and coming Cork bands and stuff that was a church.
Yes, is that called St. Luke's?
I think
been to a wedding there, but it's not religious anymore.
Sure.
It's now cool.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah, you're right. Normally they would take these churches that are not needed anymore because I suppose it doesn't have the same amount of draw, does it?
So it's all going backwards
there was
now
a radio
because
station.
Of woke.
There was a radio station in the UK called Rock FM in Preston that their building was an old church. Their studios was a church.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And there's the church on, where is it? Off Henry Street, the church restaurant. I'm sure that was a church.
Yes.
But now we're going backwards. So should we be scared? Our office, refurb that they were talking about, this is coming a church as well. Finally, in church news, 100-year-old 670-ton church in Sweden has been put on wheels and moved 3 miles down the road. It's just arrived at its new town.
No, sorry, that truly has to be
journey.
A miracle.
I swear to God, I don't know how they got it off the ground, but they put it on a load of what looks like, when the trolleys are all put together at Tesco and the worker puts it back in the dock. That is what it looks like this church was transported down the motorway on.
You know, that was my fantasy as a child, or more like as a teenager, was I loved my house I grew up in, but it was so rural, I always be like, oh, we should just move a few miles in closer to town.
I guess, no, like, I mean, people are upset about this. Apparently it's because the town that the church was on is built on the world's largest underground iron ore mine, and it's threatening to swallow the town whole. So they're having to get all the buildings and move it 5 kilometres down the road. Yeah, and they made a big event out of it. It was like a 2-day affair. They had the Eurovision Eurovision hopeful singer Lord, performing at it.
Right.
And the king arrived, like the king of Sweden, and it was a whole thing.
How do you move stuff on wheels? That's wild.
I'll show you the videos. It went down the motorway. It looks absolutely demented. But God bless. Praise God bless me.
And take care. Well, that's fascinating.
Gnáir on Bóthairlás.
Please.
Seriously.
I've been living with Jack for 6 months. And just to kind of, I don't know, Fiona, if you know my cooking abilities, but this is very much, I've written down the 4 things I can cook for dinner. Okay, these are the 4 things I can do, and I can do well.
Yeah.
If anyone would like soup for dinner, I can do that.
We're talking of soup from scratch?
Yes, leek and potato soup is the one thing I can do.
Okay.
I got that down. I'm 32, this is what I know.
That's great, though.
I can do a good freezer dinner.
Oh, my favourite.
Yeah.
Air fryer scran.
Man.
A few fish fingies and some waffles.
A fine chicken pasta.
Great. Great. Love it.
And if you're ever after a stir fry, I'll lash a few things in.
Oh, junior third home ec core.
That's my vibe.
Yeah,
okay.
Very, very good.
And you know, when I lived with my former housemate, Emer, she used to be very impressed by that. She'd be like, oh, I love your stir fries. Oh, I love your soup. And I thought, I'm smashing it at life. Then Jack moved in and everything changed. And he's just started a job in Dublin over the last couple of weeks. So like his whole routine is crazy. And sure, obviously we're finished a bit earlier. And he decided on, I think it was Sunday, he was going to do the shopping. And he's very into his food. He's a bit of a foodie. He's a phenomenal cook.
This is amazing.
I've never eaten as well. My God. As in, you know, Jack cooks and like every dish that we have is used to cook.
I love that.
Pot and pan and all this and sauces.
Well,
and
no,
this
that
kind
annoys
of carry
me.
On. Yeah, I know. However, I said yesterday, I texted him, I said, what's your plans? Like, do you want me to make dinner tonight? He was like, no, I have a plan. I'll do it when I get home. And I was like, why don't you just send me what you want? And at least I'll make a start on it to save you like having to come in and do all that, whatever. I was trying to be nice, you know. He sends me this recipe. And to say I was confused is an understatement, right? This recipe is from Mob and he uses Mob all the time.
Yeah.
It's described as, now bear in mind, freezer dinners, top class for me on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
What he wanted to cook last night was a spicy smoky bowl stacked with sticky halloumi, roasted sweet potato and zingy slaw.
No.
An easy veggie dinner that clears the fridge and hits the spot. So I said, that's grand, Jack. Will you send me instructions or something, please? So I said, I'll make a start on this. God, I don't even know if I'm going to be eating this. Sounds awful, to be honest. Step one, I nailed pretty quickly. Heat the oven to 180 degrees.
Wow, hey.
Got it.
Very good. Mahon and Colleen.
Cut the sweet potatoes into bite-sized chunks. Drizzle over olive oil, the juice of half a lemon.
What?
Then toss half the peri-peri seasoning and a good pinch of salt.
I don't think the lemon has any business in that.
Chuck in everything else that works too. Peppers, courgettes, red onions. I had to Google what a courgette is. I genuinely did. Slice the halloumi into thick strips.
Grand.
I spent 10 minutes looking for a pasta. I genuinely thought that this was a pasta dish.
Emma, it's right? The cheese that talks to you.
Exactly. I realise that now, but at the time I was like, penne pasta, like spaghetti.
Am I meant to be slicing
what
this hard pasta?
What am I looking for here? You then have to shred red cabbage. Man,
I know.
This was crazy. Anyway, what I got in the oven was the sweet potato and I got the carrots in. And I finally figured out that halloumi was cheese, thanks to the internet.
Well done.
I got that sliced up and all the rest. And then he came home and I said, you might have to take over to make this nice because I'm a bit lost now at this stage. And he said, you forgot the courgette. And I was like, I didn't think we had a courgette. And he was like, that's a courgette. And I was like, I didn't know. I have to say, he fixed everything that I had made of.
He added in the courgette.
And
which is the glue that holds us all together.
It was absolutely sexy.
No, it sounds amazing.
It was
amazing.
One of the nicest dinners I've ever had in my entire life. And actually, if you know what you're doing, you know what halloumi is, if you realise it's not pasta, you'd actually get it thrown together quite quickly. But lads, this is a whole new world for me.
No, it's
I said
crazy.
To him last night, I said, can we just do a freezer dinner tomorrow?
I know,
was like,
yeah.
No, I have a plan.
Oh, no. The mob subscription needs to be cancelled.
Honestly.
He'll be doing those chopped salad snacks, the pre-masticated food.
Now, it is 7:42, highs of 18 degrees in the city today and a chance of rain knocking about as well. Hope all is good this morning.
And soon, the temperatures are going to plummet dramatically because Christmas is just around the corner. If you ask Brian Thomas.
Oh,
the
this
decks
made me
are
feel
up.
Sick.
The decks are up. They actually did it quite late this year, I think. It's always August. And I was only thinking about it. I was like, geez, we're getting into the 20s of August. Like, when are they going to get those trees up? When are they going to announce the themes for Christmas 2025?
Oh, like, is it a gold tree or a red tree?
Yeah, they always do like four themes. And it's like winter wonderland, celestial beings, ethereal wrapping paper,
right.
Golden foil. And I've seen a few people putting up stories like they're de-pronging the trees and like, you know, getting them out of storage and fluffing them up.
God help the staff. Must be so annoying for them to be like, I have to do this. I remember last year around this time having, I think, quite a meltdown on air.
Okay.
One morning,
perfect.
Because I was leaving Dundrum Town Centre in my car, and obviously you can see the ground floor of Brown Thomas as you're driving out, and I saw the trees, and I think I actually had a bit of a menti bee on air.
Fair enough. And if you're in Dundrum and you see those pandas that are the Christmas pandas that are hanging from the ceiling, like, that's going to do it to you.
Emma's personality every year is all dependent on whether she's going for Christmas or against Christmas
right.
this year. So come the first week of September, we will be looking for Emma's either pro-Christmas or against Christmas.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm already getting irked by this story, so I don't know.
Really? Okay, so it's not... What was it last year? Were you
I went for it
against?
Last year because I was in love, but I'm over it now.
Okay. And now it's over. 6 months in, we say, see you later.
Nah, whatever.
It's done.
The first Christmas was fun, but whatever.
Yeah. I know, you can only have one good one and the rest are terrible. I say 10 years in.
What kind of a present is that?
Do you know me at all?
Oh, God. Won't be long coming around. Honestly, it is. Once you go back to school and there's a horse fair in Waterford, my dad always says, once tell a horse fair happens, it's Christmas.
That's what I've always
That's
said.
What I've always said.
We are in the middle of a thrilling game of 1 second at the cinema. We play this game. It depends what day of the week. You just have to listen to us every day because we like to keep it fresh with this one. Could be on a Friday, could be on a... Today it's on a Thursday, and that is the beauty of choice. Here at Spin.
You know what it's such a beauty of, Fiona? Free will.
Free will. We have free will here. And we could play it some days at 4 p.m. if you want. We're not on air, but we could just play it amongst ourselves.
You took it too far.
And you could stand outside and be like, I wonder what that second at the cinema is. It's very simple. We play.
You just lose the run of yourself sometimes, don't you?
I do. This is why I should never be allowed to explain anything. We play you a 1 second clip from a film that in most recent weeks Emma Nolan has chosen, and by all accounts she's chosen some zingers, but not this week because I can't get it. So this week it's a terrible film.
It sounds like this. That is the clip you've been trying to identify and sending in cinema in a WhatsApp to 087 711 103 to get yourself off to the cinema yourself. How are you, Linda?
Morning. I'm fine.
Hi, Linda.
Good. Listen, we're trying to figure out what this movie is from this 1 second clip. It sounds like this. Any ideas?
Shrek.
You think, I'm guessing that might be Donkey from Shrek?
It is. Alexa, stop.
Tell that pexy Alexa to take a hike.
I'm afraid, Linda, it's not. I'm starting to wonder if the same actor might be the voice of Donkey. That's what I'm starting to think might be catching you there. But no, that is not from Shrek. But thanks for giving it a go this morning, Linda.
Well done, Linda.
Bye. Who's Alexa?
Alexa is a good friend of mine. It's kind of, if you order your Alexa, if you get it out of the back of someone's boot along with your dodgy box, that's the Alexa that you get. And it works very well.
I also realise it's not Eddie Murphy, so no, it's not the same voice as Donkey. But look, let's crack on. Robin, hello.
Hi, how are you? I'm good.
Good. Listen, you're trying to figure out what this movie is from this tiny clip. Any ideas?
Is it White Chicks?
Ooh.
Is it White Chicks?
Hey, yo, what's up? Y'all got a problem? Y'all want some of this? You want some of this, pump? What, boy, what?
Yay! Oh, my God.
I love that movie so much.
What a throwback. It's been so long, but at the time I watched it a million times.
I know. We watch
times.
It like every month.
So good. I don't even remember that moment from White Chicks.
They're getting out of the taxi and they're going into the hotel and obviously they're dressed up as ladies.
Yes,
and
yes.
Someone kind of gives the eye and he's like, what are you looking at, bro? What are you looking at? He's like, you're a girl, stop. So good.
Incredible.
Robin, you're off to the cinema. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Robin. Bye.
Bye. Oh, my pool. Do you remember all the your mama jokes from that movie? They were so bad. Your mama's so old, her breast milk is powdered. Oh, I need to give that a watch.
Please. Perhaps a salad. Perhaps not.
Make my way down it. Here's MK Crystal. This is your It's Spin.
1038 Dublin. Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hey there, hope you're good.
Hey, yeah, how you doing?
Girly Quiz with a special guest, Simon Hennessy, coming on the show after 8:30. He'll be joining us before then as well. Now though, just to... Oh, I'm such an idiot.
Oh, God.
Do stupid things all the time. So I finished my Invisalign journey, right? Told you that.
Congratulations.
Yes, but now I have the retainer. So at the moment, I'm to wear kind of evenings and overnight. Mm-hmm. And then I'll have a checkup in a month. And after that, we'll see how we're doing. And maybe then I can move it back to just wearing it at nighttime.
Yeah.
Perfect. So yes, and I'm still kind of very like, I'm not wearing it in the mornings now, having a little treat.
Ooh.
And then in the afternoons, I'm putting it back in after my lunch, whatever, fine. Yeah. So yesterday afternoon, I put on a whitening strip, which I haven't done in a few months. And I said, my Invisalign's gone. I'll do a little cheeky whitening strip.
Yeah, yeah.
You're meant to leave it on for an hour. It took about 3.5 hours for me to realise that my retainer wasn't in my mouth. It was a whitening strip.
Oh my God, no.
My mouth is on fire.
Oh no,
everything
Emma.
Is so sore. Never do that, guys. I obviously in my mind just kind of mentally thought that what was in my mouth was my retainer, not a whitening strip. After 3.5 hours, give or take 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
That is really bad for you. I'm sorry to the dentist who's been working with me for a long time. Yeah, I don't think there's any enamel left, to be honest with you.
I can't
believe...
You
know that feeling of like sensitivity that it feels like it's windy in your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
all. No. Yeah.
It feels like I have an ice cube at the back of my tooth right down by the gum.
And there's literally
really
nothing
sensitive.
You can do to stop it. You kind of like try and make a blanket with your tongue
but try
it's
and warm
like,
it up.
It's not enough.
All morning I'm just here kind of caressing the back of my teeth with my tongue going, oh, warm up, baby.
I can't believe I'm going to lose another co-presenter to tooth issues.
Actually, yeah, what am I going to do? What is with that? Yeah, it's feckin' so silly. Just be so careful with that. I remember once last year, do you remember the night, Callum, I fell asleep and left it on all night?
Oh,
I could barely talk for a week. Don't do that, guys. Don't do that.
Oh,
mind
God.
Your lovely teeth. Mind your enamel.
Mind
that
those pretty
more of a
yeah,
thing.
The enamel. Yeah, let's talk about it. Get it trending. Hashtag I love my enamel.
Spin is your number one hit music station. Emma, Dave and Fiona. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Now we are Emma, Dave and Fiona, and Dave was away for a week and a half on his holidays, and he came back on the show yesterday, and it was lovely to see him. It had been a while. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we love Dave.
Yeah.
But Dave doesn't love us very much, I don't think.
No, he likes to do his mandated 3 hours of work a fortnight, and that's plenty for him.
Seems to keep him going. Mm-hmm. Dave was booked in to get a tooth out yesterday. He was in pain, totally legitimate and all the rest. But he came on the show yesterday and was asking you how many days he could possibly blag off sick for this, okay? So he came back for his one epic show, Wednesday the 20th of August 2025. Note it down, because we don't know when we're going to see him again, all right?
No.
No sign of him this morning. He'll definitely be off tomorrow. I'm worried that we're not going to see him till October at this rate, because the man just loves a sick day. And what we've done is, because we miss Dave and we don't want you to forget Dave, we've created AI Dave, okay? And AI Dave will be on the show until Dave is back, okay? So for example, we've got Dave to record some classic Dave-isms, such as...
What is it, Thursday, is it?
Yeah, right?
Oh, he loves that, doesn't he?
Things like...
Oh, lad, I'm so sore.
Right, like classic Dave whinging.
He always got something going on.
And we've also got him to do some agreeable kind of quotes.
Yes!
It's only afterwards. He was so nervous about his tooth appointment that afterwards we went, geez, we could have a bit of fun with this.
Yeah.
We could get Dave to agree to pretty much anything. And
we
he's
can get him to do whatever we want.
He's got zero control over what we do in his absence. AI Dave is staying until real Dave comes back.
Yes, go on, Emma.
See? Right? He loves it. He's obsessed with this idea. I think he's really happy about it. So, we all know Dave loves a banana.
Oh, he does.
And we know Dave loves a banana in studio. Mm-hmm. The one thing that's been great about him being away actually is being able to eat bananas in studio, because normally they're banned out of here. So I think, Dave, this morning, what I'm going to do, Dave, is I'm going to lather this banana all over my toast here in studio during the next song. How'd you feel about that?
Yes, go on, Emma.
Oh, oops. Ooh, sorry, Dave.
Good.
Some banana just fell on your shoe there.
Yes.
Oh, Dave, it's really mushing itself into your laces there.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Wow, he's a fan.
He's really after getting into the bananas.
Dave, come here. Producer Callum was telling us that apparently you're absolutely fine after your wisdom tooth extraction and you will actually be in for the last hour of the show today. Is that right?
Yes!
Oh my God, deadly. And did I also hear you're not going to reference any more children's films or TV shows anymore in Dave Ranks?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, handy. And tell us about your new diet. You're just going to start having broccoli water for breakfast every day.
I feel really strongly about this.
Great. Yeah. No, it sounds good. And you said you'd mind both mine and Emma's dogs while we go to Electric Picnic.
Yes.
Dave is the best.
Oh my God, he's such a good guy.
Thank I love you so AI. Much.
I love AI Dave as well. If there's anything at all you'd like Dave to agree or disagree with this morning, we do have the opportunity to get him cancelled here. Mm. Then do get in touch, 087-711-1038.
I don't like that at all.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing you can do about that, sir.
I don't like that at all. No.
If you want Dave to agree to never buying a new tracksuit for a 14-year-old boy again, to stop buying tracksuits.
Go on, Fiona.
I knew he'd be into that. If you want Dave to agree to anything, by all means, get in touch. 087-711-1038.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. This is Spin. But as you know by now, Dave is not here. Neil Shea on show.
It's his usual state at this point in time. Yeah. He likes to not be present on the Emma, Dave and Fiona show. Kind of his vibe.
Especially on a Thursday, I feel. Yeah. Listen, we have drafted in another man in studio and I have been so excited to see this guy in the flesh for such a long time. It's comedian Simon Hennessy, everybody.
Thank you so much, guys. Great to be here.
Sure you're glad to be here at Spin specifically.
Yeah, Spin. I mean, I knew after I put out that Spin video, it was only a matter of time until I was asked in. I didn't know the matter of time would be 5 years.
I think that, look, it takes us a while to catch up on news stories here at Spin, which might be the reason for some of the parties. And we think half a decade later is the perfect time to jump on the bandwagon.
Exactly, you know, we just let it season like a fine wine for 5 years. But it's a long time. I mean, think of how many millions of times you've played Dermot Kennedy in those 5 years.
Just to say, in case you don't know, we do have a bit of a bone to pick with Simon. Simon is famous for lots of things, but including taking the mick out of Spin.
Welcome back to Spin. It's time for our world famous How Irish Are You Really quiz. On the line, we've got Caller Brian, who, if successful, could win a snazzy staycation for one at the Red Cow Roundabout. Let's see how he gets on. Chicken fillet rolls. Yeah, you're
I have to say, this the boss of Spin, Nick, is obsessed with these. Anytime he sees one coming, he's like, yes, another one ripping us
more promo for us.
That's the first time I've heard that in a long time and I sound so manic.
Do you feel like you've grown a lot?
I don't think I can speak that fast anymore.
Really?
I think, these 5 years have slowed me down.
We might
I don't have
to
that
put
kind
you
of...
through your pace on that.
I'm going to hand you a couple of things and I'd like you to spinify it in the way that you think we should be doing it, because I don't think that we, especially this show, I don't think we're spin enough. So
we're actually kind of above, like, we kind of like to do things differently.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's good enough. You might be able to. I'd like you to just tell us that there's a record-breaking amount of money to go in the cash machine on Friday. If you could tell me how you do that kind of more spin, that would be really helpful for me. Make it more fun, please.
There we go. I'll do my best.
Well, Dermot Kennedy sang about how we used to be giants, but there is a giant amount of record-breaking money for the Spin 103.8 cash machine, which you can win later. Coming up right after this next hit by, yes, you guessed it, Dermot Kennedy.
Yeah!
Dermo needs actually to bring out some new songs.
He really does. He really does. Yeah. He's had a quiet 5 years in many ways. Yeah. Not on this radio station, of course.
Absolutely not. All right. How about we want you to win a 7-night holiday in Fuerteventura, all with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Okay. Everybody knows the perfect acai bowl has 7 ingredients and the perfect holiday is 7 nights long in Fuerteventura, and we want you to win the perfect 7-night holiday at Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Text in to find out Dermot Kennedy coming out next.
Yeah. I think we're out of a job here, to be quite honest. Honestly. I'm mildly concerned.
Can we talk for a second about the Paddy Power Comedy Festival? You play characters in your comedy quite a bit. Obviously, Fiona's herself doing her jokes. Mm. Do you ever kind of like get lost in your characters as you're going?
Yeah, well, I mean, Fiona is funny enough in her own right to be able to get up and perform, whereas I have to hide behind a series
of incredibly ridiculous individuals.
I think they are serious people.
Well, in many ways, yeah. They think they're serious. That's the important thing.
That's where the comedy is born. But we just were wondering, like, you could get lost in yourself. So we want to know the real Simon. So why don't you just tell us about where you grew up, first of all?
Well, I did grow up here in Dublin. Mm-hmm. The reason why the South Dublin accent, I think, comes naturally enough is because it just is my normal accent. Yes. So essentially, a lot of these characters are just a only slightly dialed up version of myself.
Okay,
we look for truth and then it gets funnier.
Authenticity. Exactly. Do you have any siblings?
I have 5 siblings.
You have 5 siblings? Now the attention seeking is making sense.
Yeah, yeah. Had to be very loud to get noticed in my house growing up.
Okay, next question, Simon. What's your favourite ingredient in a chicken fillet roll?
Where to start? Do you know what? Actually, I might lose a lot of love here. Mm. Love maybe that I don't even have.
Oh no, we love you.
Neither of you will after this when I reveal that I don't actually really like chicken fillet rolls very much.
Why am I not shocked? All right, as a Southsider, what do you miss most about the 46A?
I mean,
46A!
Where to begin?
Right.
I missed the chance to kind of sing the Bagatelles song where they reference it as it's coming. And then if anybody around me doesn't know it, I can be like, oh, you don't know that song? Okay.
Tourist.
Learn your roots. Yeah.
Mm. Give us an bells to that song.
And my humming was smothered by the 46A.
Whoa.
And the scream of a low-flying jet. Can someone pass me the guitar, please? Pass
me the guitar. Finally for now, Simon. Barry Keoghan or Cillian Murphy?
Oh, Cillian Murphy.
Oh, wow. He's the classic.
I love them both. Yeah. But, you know, Cillian has more of the body of work as things stand. He's got like 20 or 30 years
on
Barry.
And he's got that body.
He sure does. Listen, we have learned a lot from Simon so far on the show. And we actually need to have a little chat about how we present the show after learning how we should be doing it.
The feedback is here.
I've got notes, guys. Check your emails.
Okay. But it's time for you to learn something as you're here and Dave is not. Simon Hennessy taking on the girly quiz in a few minutes' time at Spin.
Now we'll see who knows stuff. Mm. On Spin 103.8, keep us loud.
We're Spin. Hit music lives right here. I wanna let
my head down. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin. It is Thursday, of course. Dave's not here, but AI Dave is. Don't worry, real Dave will be back to take on the girly quiz next week.
No, ugh.
But for now, the show must go on.
It's the girly quiz, makeup and hands and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome on in. This is the girly quiz, and once a week we test our Dave on all things girly. Naturally, he is absent this week, but the humiliation of the men of Ireland must continue on this very show, Fiona.
Mm-hmm. And we have tracked down a man who's like to humiliate Spin somewhat, but now we're turning it back on him. It's time to put him under pressure. It is comedian Simon Hennessy in the house. Hello.
How are we doing?
Thanks for having me, gals.
How does all of your former thoughts of Spin compare to spending some time here with us this morning?
You know what? I was a little afraid that I was going to get murdered when crossing the premises, but
that
I've been welcomed
what
with.
We do here,
yeah, I know that's your usual approach with guests, but I've been welcomed with open arms.
Yeah.
Up till now, I feel like things might take a turn
We had to get you back in some way. In case you don't know, Simon is a comedian and we love his videos, sometimes taking the mick out of Spin.
Ooh, welcome back to Spin. Chicken fillet rolls. Yay or nay?
Yay!
All right, so here is how it works, Simon. We're going to give you 3 questions from girly quizzes gone by. Actually, some of them are catered to you specifically, so you have to get all 3 correct to win the week. You're not on your own, though. You do have 2 lifelines. A simplify, that's basically like a 50-50, will make one of the questions a little bit easier for you. And then, of course, you have your phone of female.
Now, on the line this morning is Emma to help you out. Another Emma. Emma, thank you so much for doing this morning.
Woohoo!
Thanks so much for having me. I'm delighted.
I presume you're a big Simon fan.
Definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Very funny.
What thanks, Emma. I'm a fan of you too.
From following you, Simon and everything and seeing his comedy, do you think he'll have a clue when it comes to these girly things?
I have high hopes, but I'll definitely be here in case he needs me. I'll
he's
be here
definitely
for
an empath.
Just in case.
Yeah, all right.
Definitely.
Simon, you're going very quiet all of a sudden.
I'm just getting my head in the game.
Trying to get into the body of a woman.
Yeah,
I feel
confident, you know. I'm in touch with my feminine side whilst retaining my masculine pride, so.
Oh my God, yeah, you're such a man.
Ready to take this on.
Emma, you hang on there. We'll definitely be back to you. Three questions standing between Simon Hennessy and winning the week on the girly quiz. Question number one.
All right, Simon. You've gone viral for your hot Northern Irish date and gross South Dublin date videos. If a girl needs to ask for Angela on a date, what is she doing?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Before we go any further, will you talk to us about your hot Northern Irish date and your gross South Dublin date briefly, if you can?
Yes, I can. That's a great way for me to stall while I frantically try and think of
both.
What the answer to this question is. So the hot Northern Irish, they're both characters where I just put on funny filters on Snapchat and then started stream of consciousness into the camera. But the hot Northern Irish character is called Adam from Bumble.
Okay.
And that was literally a filter on Snapchat called Handsome. So I don't know. Northern Irish just felt right. I just felt like I know, in some level, know this guy who is incredibly good looking and knows how good looking he is and can think of nothing else.
Yeah, they're pretty attractive up there.
They really are. They really are. It's the combination of the voice and the sort of the
and
honky characteristics.
Being excited for your date at 8.
For your date at 8.
For your date
yeah,
at
that's
8.
It. It's the only time they go on dates.
No,
up
it can't be
north. I don't know why.
We must revert back to the girly quiz and this question that stands between you and getting the first question correctly. If a girl on a date needs to ask for Angela, what's she doing?
I could take a guess because I have some thoughts about what a guess might be.
Okay.
But I do want to get these right. If you're really not feeling your date for whatever reason, maybe ask for Angela is like a move where you say to the waiter or a member of the bar staff, oh, I need to ask for Angela or something, and that's like a signal. But because I don't note for sure, and I'm going to win today. I might use my lifeline early and get Emma back on the line.
Emma, hello. It's over to Simon. You got 30 seconds on the clock to discuss, guys.
Hi, Emma. So, if a woman on a date has to ask for Angela, what is she asking for? What is she doing?
So, yeah, it's basically exactly what you said. If a girl feels uncomfortable on a date and she needs to just get out there and she needs help, she goes up to the bar staff or somebody working there and just asks for Angela, and basically they can just get her out there and get her out of that situation.
Emma, thank you so much.
Shanae, is that any further deliberations? You're locked in? You locking in, Simon?
No, I mean, I suspected that, and now I know for sure, thanks to Emma, so I'm happy to lock it in.
We can reveal. Emma, Simon, you're absolutely correct.
Well, oh my gosh, you need to trust yourself.
You know what they truly need to do is
teamwork.
Teamwork makes the dream work, Emma. Thank you so much.
They truly need to create one for Lance as well.
They do. Oh my God, I know. We need to think about the poor men in this situation. Where is Bob?
Emma, thank you so much. Have a good one, hon.
Thank you, Emma.
Thanks so much.
Bye. You still have your 50-50 and you've got two questions to go. Simon Hennessy in Dave's absence on the girly quiz. Question number two. Which of the following is not something a girl might use in preparation for a classic noughties teenage disco? A. Pan stick. B. Bloom tint cheek veil. Or C. Dream matte mousse.
Okay, so
again, very much catered to you, I believe, this morning.
I feel like I may have been a bit premature in using my lifeline on the last question because I was like 60% confident of my answer there.
I
pretty much did get it right, but I was like, you know what? It'll be the worst thing in the world here now if the next two questions are kind of easy and I don't need to use the lifeline there. So I used it. That has not been the case. I do not know the answer to this one at all. Pan stick does not sound like a real thing.
Okay.
That definitely sounds more made up.
Okay.
Then the other two. I think the last one,
Dream matte mousse.
I think that I'm the most confident in being real.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then bloom a tint cheek veil.
Yeah, like that also sounds kind of... Like, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. A veil for your cheeks? Yeah. Were people going in, like, wearing...
Yeah.
Covering up? Was this sort of a Handmaid's Tale situation?
Yeah. Is that what
maybe
you
maybe it needed to be back
I mean, West, again, I don't know.
You weren't at Wes.
No, I was not. Okay. I was absolutely never allowed go by my strict parents. So...
You still have your 50-50.
I have my 50-50. I'm tempted to use it, but I could just take a risk here and go with my gut, which is what I didn't do last time, mm-hmm. but should have. Do you know what? I'm going to use my 50-50.
Okay.
I'm going to use the 50-50. Why? I might know the next question straight away.
Exactly.
You know,
it could be an easy one.
Entering simplify mode. Which of the following is not something a girl might use in preparation for a classic noughties teenage disco?
Pan stick or bloom tint cheek veil?
Okay, so I'm pretty much exactly where I was because the one I was most confident about it not being has been eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
But... I have my guess. I feel like it, you know, I'm second guessing myself here now, but I've never heard the term. I've heard all the other words, maybe not necessarily in the order they were put in.
Yeah.
But I have not heard pant stick ever. Okay. So I am going to guess, final answer, pant stick.
Pant stick. Okay.
I'm so sorry, Simon. That's wrong. Pantstick was something that we'd absolutely lather on ourselves getting ready for a teenage disco. It's essentially like a big crayon of foundation that you would slap on back in the noughties getting ready for a disco.
Yeah, whereas, looks a bit like a roll-on deodorant, but you put it on your face.
That is a ridiculous name.
It wasn't to be. However, we do have a question to get through.
And this is your final question on the girly quiz, Simon, and you are all on your own. How long after giving birth is a woman advised to wait before having sex?
I obviously have never given birth myself.
Really?
Yeah. That would, you know, be
crazy.
Have
you thought about it?
Yes, I have. Mm. I have thought about it. I have no children of my own.
Sure.
That I know of. No, I have no children of my own.
Mm.
So
not a little SJ bopping along on the 46.
No, Simon Juniors to date. But I think, I don't know, I think I know this. I think I may have like read this or been told this by someone. What? I had, because something popped into my mind straight away. That sounds wrong, given that the question...
I was about to say, something just popped out, and then something just popped in.
An answer popped into my mind. Let me say, guys, get your minds out the gutter here.
Hey, it's all good.
An answer popped into my mind. It could be wrong, but I'm just going to go for it. It's six something. It's either 6 weeks or 6 months.
Uh-huh.
But...
6 months?
6 months sounds too long, and 6 weeks sounds too short.
Have you ever heard of Irish twins?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, actually, that's a good... I feel like you might be trying to push me away from the right answer, but it was a good gag, so I'm going to go with 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
You're locking in 6 weeks.
I'm locking in 6 weeks.
Can you imagine anyone going near you after 6 weeks?
Oh, stop.
But you're absolutely correct!
Yes!
Simon Hennessy, 2 out of 3 on the girly quiz. I mean, you still lost, but you gave it a good go. Not too bad at all.
And hey, look, as Meatloaf once sang, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. For your listeners, Meatloaf is like, he's kind of like, imagine if Dermot Kennedy did rock.
So true.
Yeah.
That is, he was really the Dermot Kennedy of the 70s.
He was.
Thank you very much, Simon Hennessy.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Simon.
Oh, boy.
1038 Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hey there, hope all is well.
Hey, how are you doing? I did something yesterday I haven't done in a while. Something I feel like I can't talk about when Dave is here because he always gets mad at us. But now that he's gone, I can say I gave my dog a bath for the first time in ages yesterday. I feel like he hates when we talk about the dogs, but he's just jealous. But she was getting a bit stinky. Because we used to, before I worked here, she would go to daycare at least once a week.
Okay.
Because like I'd be working a longer day. But now if like I'm just out for a few hours and my partner is like working.
The overlap is fine.
It's fine. So she used to come home from daycare so happy, so tired, but stinking. Like, I think it's like the mix of all the dogs together.
Sure, yeah.
Whatever's going on in there. I mean, we love it, but yeah, she'd be stinking.
That's her own business, really.
Yeah. And since then, I've had no reason to really give her a wash, but it's just been a gradual over time. Like, all day when I'm out, she sleeps with her arse directly on my pillow. And yeah. I'm kind of like lying on that thinking, do you know what? It might be time to give this dog a bit of a scrub.
Yeah, sometimes when I really overthink it, yeah. I get a bit grossed out.
No, it's not good.
Seamus is going through his teenage years mm-hmm. and everything's exciting to... you know what I'm saying. So yesterday I stripped
maneuver
all
on
of the cushion covers in the sitting room.
Oh, said yeah.
They actually could probably do with the wall. But those cushions have been through over the last few weeks. It's actually harrowing.
We have to whip them on and off quite a lot as
I
well.
I just thought, do you know what? When I really think about what I've got my head on now watching telly, I think I'm going to strip
them. Well, just run that through the wash.
Yeah, and now 60 degree wash wouldn't do them
Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Charlie XCX, Apple on spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, 6 minutes after nine. Highs of 18 degrees in Dublin today and potentially a bit of rain knocking about, but we will be grand.
Well, for now, let's move over to a secret West London location.
Oh, yeah.
Where, thank you, yes, transport me magically. That is where a very special party is happening. It's a pop-up performance by none other than Pixie Lott. Shout out to her.
Can we just remind ourselves, I can't think of a single song. Pixie Lott.
Go on, pop princess.
Mama do, what would your mama do?
Not the biggest one, is it?
Do you know what? If we were a good show, we would have got a clip of one of
maybe
the biggest.
Maybe we could. But I'm a great show, and I like to do no prep. Pixie Lott, she sung.
Sang.
All the boys and the girls, they got it
going on. I would say she's wasn't massively successful. Yeah,
very English.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Like, very English. I thought she had like a big song, but now I'm thinking of your one Duffy who got kidnapped and all. But anyway, shout out to Pixie Lott. She's making herself relevant again by hopping on one of the biggest trends of 2025. I'm not talking about Dubai chocolate. I'm not talking about matcha. I'm talking about the other one. I'm talking about Labubus. She is doing this pop-up performance for her new single, Coming of Age. Okay, shout out Pixie. But it's a very special kind of party where to get in, you have to bring a Labubu. Labubu's on arrival. No Lafufus will grant you entry.
Stop the world and let me off.
Are Labubu's still like a big thing? Has the trend not fallen off
I
yet?
Think they're because on the way out. Like I was saying this on the show recently. I've seen like loads of things on TikTok about like Labubu's being in charity shops and people being like, it's already like a micro trend that's over. Yeah,
so they're little demon looking dolls. But
the little demon looking dolls.
Kind of scary.
Yeah, you probably saw someone got their Labubu christened recently. which is good because a lot of people think the devil is inside the Labubus, which to be fair, he could very well be.
I know you can't see my face listening, but I actually get so agitated during this. It just makes me so sad. And like, I'm not hating on anyone for liking things. Go, if you like a Labubu and that makes you happy, get one. That's fine. But like, Christ.
You're not looking to yuck anyone's yums. But it's kind of like by the time that people have actually managed to get their hands on an authentic Labubu, which is really hard because the counterfeit Labubus are called Lafufus. There's a lot of them out there. You unbox and you take it out of the wrapping and then immediately the head comes off and you're like, oh, I got a Lafufu.
So, did it bring you actual joy when you took out your Labubu out of its box?
Well, I was absolutely shocked. Like, I've told you the story of this before as well. I was doing a gig recently with my friend Taryn O'Sullivan, who's a comedian as well. She had a Labubu and I was like, oh, cool, Labubu. That was it. Like, that was the end of the conversation. And she pulled my boyfriend Dwayne aside and said, you need to get her a Labubu. By hell or high water, get Fiona a Labubu. And obviously, Dwayne is like, he does things right. Like, there'd be no Lafufu in him. So he went on eBay and paid crazy money for this Labubu. And I was so happy, but I was not expecting it at all. But anyway, I was thinking of other kind of parties. I didn't know, like, the Pixie Lott was particularly tied in with Labubu, but she is cute and small that way. Mm. So I was like, what other celebrity-type parties could we do where you have to bring something that is, like, related to that celeb?
Gotcha.
So I was thinking Taylor Swift party where everyone has to bring their sourdough and their boyfriend who's been concussed multiple times. shout out. Rihanna party where everyone has to bring their new music that they're never going to release.
Yeah, for real.
Alex Warren party where everyone has to bring the tears of a bride who used Ordinary as their walking down the aisle song.
Just bring like a whole bucket of it.
Just bring a vat of tears, please. Sabrina Carpenter where everyone brings their cancelled album cover. Of course, Sydney Sweeney party where everyone brings their jeans and their massive natural work ethic. Charlie XCX party where everyone brings their, you know. And
I don't know what you mean.
You don't know what Charlie XCX would bring to a party. It's in a small bag.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, there you go.
Are you going to keep the Labubu on your bag till when?
Taking it off would feel very unceremonious. Like just being like, okay, it's time to hang this up.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Oh lordy. 2 weeks and 5 days to go until I become utterly insufferable.
All right.
In case you don't know, I have been boxing for fitness for the last year or so. And basically, they do a few times a year, the boxing academy that I go to, these fight camps. And essentially what this is, it's like taking it up a level. You know yourself. It's like doing an 8-week transformation challenge if you're whatever, if you're a high rocks person or whatever your thing is. In this case, because normally I go to classes for fitness and punch a bag that's stuck to the ceiling, this actually all culminates with a physical fight between you and somebody else on fight night after the 8 weeks is up.
Yeah.
So when I was approached about this, my initial reaction was, hell no, I'm not hitting anybody. Hey, I don't want anyone to touch me. And then I got really excited about it. I was like, sorry, the 8-week transformation thing, I think would be really good for me.
Yeah.
Getting into autumn, you know, the night's getting darker and everything. It'd be something to keep me focused and all the rest. Something good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I signed up and was like, I'd love to do it, but not the actual fight.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's no getting around it. You do actually have to do a fight with someone that's kind of matched with you at the end.
That old thing.
At this big fight night that's happening in their studio in Sandyford in November. And let's call a spade here, guys. I'm going to get the bejesus kicked out of me. All right.
You don't know.
I'm starting to get incredibly nervous about this. The fight camp itself starts, as I say, 2 weeks and 5 days time. I mentioned how insufferable I'm going to be because on top of my 4 usual-ish classes per week, add on 2 special fight camp late night classes per week.
Stop.
That happen from 8:30 to 9:30. I'm going to be so tired and annoying. Add into that the fact you've got a dietitian. So you're going to be, as part of this, you're going to have like meal plans and all.
That's great.
I'm going to be bringing in real smelly breakfasts and everything into the room. Dave's going to hate this. I have a medical coming home in 2 weeks' time.
Oh,
when they
my
test
gosh.
Me for what, like caffeine. I don't know, too much caffeine. And I have to get in a scales and all.
A what? Oh, on a scales.
I haven't done a scales myself. No. There hasn't been a scales in my house in years.
No, no, sure. None of us have any business on a scales.
No, I don't want to know anything about what's going on there. Do my jeans fit? Fine.
Wait, at the start of the fight, they're going to be like, Emma Nolan weighing in. And you'll be like, ah!
I'm like, excuse me, that's my private business.
Excuse me.
Thank you very much. Actually, yeah, that's so right.
You know what
don't
I mean?
Don't you dare announce my
news.
I've ordered my head guard.
Oh, okay.
Yes. They sent an email with like, you know, where they recommend getting your head guard from. And when I went onto the website, my boyfriend Jack's actually doing the fight camp as well. And he was like, oh, I went for that one. It's half price. And I looked at it and I was like, that covers half your head, Jack. It's not on sale, you idiot. He was like, oh, damn.
It covers the top
of your head. I was like, it doesn't cover your jaws, your cheekbones, your nose, nothing. He was like, oh, damn, it's already on the way.
Stop. So he bought a hat.
He bought a hat, basically. You know, if you were getting knocked on the head on top.
Oh, my God. No
good. I have molded my gum shield.
Oh, go on.
There was a night in the boiling water on the pan. But honestly, my biggest thing is, on the fight night itself or when you're in sparring classes, how many times am I going to be able to utter like, oh, sorry, babe. Oh, sorry, babe. Oh, sorry, babe. Sorry, sorry, hon. Are you okay? You okay? You okay? I can't imagine getting satisfaction. And I truly mean this. I'm not trying to say I'm Mother Teresa or anything. But I can't imagine getting any satisfaction out of giving someone a slap and being like, oh, go me.
I mean, are you going to be uttering, sorry, or are you going to be uttering, oh, no worries, that's absolutely grand. Yeah, no, thanks for that.
Well,
she kicks the absolute shine out of you.
That's the thing that they do.
That's perfect.
Yeah, perfect, lovely. Yeah, every time they throw one at you, you're kind of, you'd be like in the classes anyway.
Thanks, girl.
Like, well done, that was great. Ow, my arm. So look, I'm just giving you your 2 week and 5 day warning. I'll have to rein it in, but I'm going to be a pain in the hole.
Oh, we're ready.
Here's Chapel Rome. This is the Subway on Spin. Get ready.
Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
Hey, we want to send you to Fuerteventura, all with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Lisa's on to give this a lash. What's happening with you this morning? Oh, there she is.
Nothing, just on the road. I'm on my way up to Belfast to do a bit of shopping.
Oh, very good. What's stunning. What's on the agenda? Are you looking out for anything in particular?
I don't know yet. We'll see where the wind takes me.
I love that. Whatever shop you get blown into.
Great pennies up there, isn't it? Or should I say Primark?
Yes.
Really talking to Fiona this morning about how I can't stop looking at winter coats. It's that time of year when you're trying to be like, what are we going for? Is it another kind of Arsene Wenger?
It's the in-between wardrobe.
I guess.
I was leaving Dublin this morning and it was a bit itchy and now the sun is splitting up here. So you're like, where am I at with the wardrobe?
What do I know? It's getting into that
and
time
I
of the
feel
year.
Like not all the shops are proper in with their autumn stuff yet. There's still a lot of summer stuff knocking around, so it's a hard time. You report back on how things go for you.
You need the intel on this.
You might still need to keep the summer clothes out for a while though, because we do want to get you on your holidays.
Yes, this is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Lisa, have you heard this game before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well don't worry.
I'm usually in work at this time in the morning.
Well,
don't worry about it, girl.
We are about to explain all the rules to you. So basically how it works is five songs are going to play within 25 seconds. Guess the five songs and artists within those 25 seconds and you will win that beautiful holiday to Fuerteventura. Okay, Lisa?
Okay.
So if it's a song with a few people on it, you just need to tell us one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing, but there is a swap. So if you don't know the song, you can shout swap and we will pause the clock and swap that song that you're stuck on. Bear in mind, you only get one swap, so do use it wisely and you cannot swap the final song. Okay, so we cannot move on until you get the song and artist correct, but when you do, we'll pause the clock so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next song. Does that sound good, Lisa?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Very good. Where are you driving up to Belfast from?
Dublin.
Whereabouts?
Where's home? What part?
Oh, I'm Crumlin.
From Crumlin. Same as me?
Yeah.
Very good. All right, well, do it for Crumlin, Lisa. Do it for Crumlin.
Here we go. Just spit out the names of the songs and the artists as quick as you possibly can and keep as much time on the clock for the next one. Here we go. Song one, playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes. Well done. Calm as a cucumber, Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso locked in.
Very good. And you've got 21.7 seconds left for four songs. So very good going.
Oh. Here we go. Song two on Emma Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
You're glowing.
Who's that?
Swap.
Very good.
That was Ed Sheeran and his latest. It's called Sapphire. Not to worry though, Lisa, it's gone now.
You were quick in with the swap, which we love, and there is your 21 seconds reset on the clock and a new song two playing for you now in a second.
Here we go, deep breath. Song two, the new one, playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band. Ed Sheeran, Galway Girl.
Well done. Easy as that. Ed Sheeran and Galway Girl, all done.
Amazing. Well done, Lisa. All right, 16.7 seconds left for three songs. That is pretty good going by any standard. So just name out the song and artist as quick as you can. Your swap is gone now, but no worries.
Here we go. Song three, plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Oh, Jesus, what's that? No Broke Boys.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait,
what's that boy?
Starts with a T.
Did you ever go to Wes? What was that? It was a...
Oh, Jesus. No.
Lisa, well done on getting the name right. It's No Broke Boys. You got that correct. And the artists on the track are Disco Lines and Tinashe.
No.
Listen, it's all just a bit of crack. You go and have a half day shopping and get yourself some nice new bits. Mind yourself, Lisa. Thanks so much for playing.
Thanks a million.
Talk to you later. If you would like to win your way to Fuerteventura, we're giving you another chance, of course, in the morning. It's Friday. You could win it on a Friday tomorrow. That's just the word golden now. 087 711 103 on WhatsApp. In the meantime, Dochi, this is Anxiety here at Spin.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, welcome into the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. Very important, some would say, the glue that holds the show all together. And good news this morning, jeans are woke again.
Yay.
Which is something we were all waiting for after the Sydney Sweeney American Eagle travesty, the questionable ad, where she talked about her jeans and her jeans being blue, and she barely showed the jeans. It kind of just showed her boobs jiggling as she tried to get the jeans onto herself. But Gap have brought out a new ad, and it's very inclusive.
They saw a gap in the market.
Yeah, they saw a gap in the market. They saw some people are not happy about jeans. Let's get this going. The ad features the K-pop band Cat's Eye, which are like stunning group of girls from all over the world. They do that song, but I've been so out of touch.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's them dancing to Khaleesi's Milkshake with loads of backup dancers from all over the world again. And it just couldn't be more of a FU to American Eagle.
Just such a great celebration of all different types of people.
And it just feels
from
good.
Different body types, all the rest.
And guess what? They have good jeans too. And they look good in the jeans and it works. And I would say spend your money at The Gap, to use its proper term. The Gap. I've been thinking it's coming back for a while. I've actually seen people like unironically wearing Gap hoodies and like just Gap crew necks. And
any like photograph in a photo album of me as a teenager is just me in this one pink Gap hoodie.
Oh my God, I had a purple one. And yeah, I wore it all the time. It was kind of like some auntie brings that back from America and it's like moth eaten to bits, but you refuse to take it off. Like the sleeves, like your wrists are well popping out. But there you go. Shout out. We might have to purchase from there again.
I always see like in those photos, it was like my pride and joy, that Gap hoodie. And then as it got old and like ready for the bin, it became like my horse riding hoodie. Do you know? Like,
oh my God, that is very 2000s core. Gap hoodie for the horse riding.
Yeah, exactly. I was obsessed. I need to check that out. And also, amazing soundtrack.
Yeah, right.